You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on WITYRadio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show on WITYRadio.com and the WITY app. This is State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 15 East Liberty Lane, or call 217-446-8039. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Well, good evening and welcome to OSF Healthcare Courtside. Boys basketball action this evening from Armstrong Township High School. The Armstrong Potomac Trojans hosting the Chrisman Cardinals in boys basketball action tonight. Your State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Chad Baker and Darren Brown back with you. And Darren, good action tonight. Armstrong Potomac trying to get back up on the winning side of things here this evening as they take on the Chrisman Cardinals here. The season's starting to wind down just a little bit.
Yeah, you're getting into the latter stages of the season, like you said, and you know they need to do as good of a job as they can to take advantage of having a home game, especially these, you know, Vermilion Valley conference matchups, and just kind of feed off that energy, come out strong, and use that momentum to go into the second half.
We got coming up a check of your Latos Hardware starting lineups. We'll also take a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. And then we will have the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program present us with the national anthem here this evening for folks that are listening on our playback here. But first, we got to dive in with our UHAS Diagnostic Center pregame diagnostic check. Find UHAS Diagnostics exit 210 east of I-74 on Route 150. A backtrack on the frontage road for the newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center off of the Henning Road 4-way. And the Armstrong Potomac Trojans, coached by Caleb Gossett. He's looking to, there again, continue the progress he made in his first year, his second year as head coach, making some good waves here with this Armstrong Potomac program, trying to get back to those glory days there. And whenever they were a 4 or 5 year consecutive county champion, and they're definitely got some building blocks here with Aiden Deck, Gage Foster, and then coming off the bench, Connor Asbury, brother of Colin Asbury, a 1,000-point scorer, but the main man in the middle, the guy that's the current 1,000-point scorer, Luke Townsend, making some things happen for this Armstrong Potomac Trojan squad. He's going to figure to be the big player tonight that they'll focus on. Chrisman going to counter with, they're again kind of a mixed bag. They had Statler Mitchell starting the other night for them in a game that we had called. Chance Cheney, Gage Tingley, all those guys not starting tonight. They're going to mix it up on Rob Lorenzen's squad here as they are looking to do whatever they can to make some things happen. Chrisman trying to get in the win column here, get a few quality wins before the season ends. Maybe better their confidence heading into the postseason. That's a look at your UHAS Diagnostic Center pregame diagnostic check. We'll be back with those Latos Hardware starting lineups and Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule in 1 minute on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app. Back with more State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Find his office on Liberty Lane in Danville. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there with the Latos Hardware starting lineups. Here's Darren Brown.
Let's take a look first for the visiting Chrisman Cardinals, starting senior number 0, Gavin McCord. Also got junior Chance Chaney, senior Gage Tingley, junior Dylan Lucas, and senior Statler Mitchell. And the starters for the home team, the Armstrong Potomac Trojans, get the junior guard Gage Foster, senior guard Ryan Edwards, the senior Aiden Deck, junior Devin Franzen, and the senior Luke Townsend.
You can find Latos Hardware on the main drag in Westville. Make sure you say hi to Fifi and visit Latos Hardware for all those hard-to-find items. Take a look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule tonight. Chrisman out at Armstrong Potomac here on WITYRadio.com and the app. Elsewhere, Georgetown Rich Farm at BHRA, Manual at Danville, Heritage at ALAH, Watsika Travels to Hoopston area, Tiroquois West at Milford, Marshall at La Salette, Salt Fork at Oakwood, PBL at St. Thomas More, Rantoul of Bloomington Central Catholic, First Baptist Christian at Judah, St. Joe Ogden at Pontiac, Schlarman is at Westville, Okaw Valley at Tri-County, Unity at IBC, Villa Grove at Argentina Oriana, Paris at West Vigo, Attica at Fountain Central, Western Boone at Seeger, South Vermilion at Southmont. A couple girls' games tonight, too. Danville hosting Manual, Georgetown Ridge Farm at Martinsville, Brownstown St. Elmo at Paris, Warrensburg Latham at Unity, Okaw Valley at Tri-County for that boys-girls doubleheader, mega night there. That's a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County schedule scoreboard. We'll check back in the half and post for that. Coming up, we've got the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program bringing us a look at the national anthem. And then we've got tip-off just minutes away here at Armstrong Township High School, Robert L. Beasley Gymnasium, and the Bill Mulvaney Court for Armstrong Potomac and Chrisman boys basketball action in your OSF Healthcare Court side this evening. Thanks for tuning in to the State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Tip off moments away on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there. Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermilionCounty.com.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermillion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
WITYradio.com and the WITY app presents high school basketball, featuring area teams from Armstrong Potomac, Bismarck Henning Rossville Alvin, Salt Fork, Schlarman, Hoopston area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Westville, Chrisman, Danville, Iroquois West, Cisna Park, Milford, Watsika, Notre Dame La Salette, St. Joseph Ogden, Heritage, and Paris. OSF Courtside, high school basketball action on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Also presented by State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville, UHAS Diagnostics Center, Latos Hardware in Westville, Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, the Vermillion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, Frank's House of Color in Danville, ServPro of Vermillion County, and State Farm agent Ross Webb in Danville. Let's go to the court for action.
Armstrong Potomac Trojans and the Chrisman Cardinals here from Armstrong High School. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you.
Eager to get underway, Darren. They are eager to get underway.
Very eager to get underway. The score right now, 2-0 in favor of the home team, the Trojans, after a two-point bucket from
David Franzen.
Yeah. Free throws right now for the visiting Cardinals. First one good for the sophomore, Nate Bones.
Nate Bones. They would provided us, threw us off.
Need care that's easy and quick?
Try to get on. Sorry about that.
Second of two good, so tied up at two.
They gave us the JV starters.
Corner three, good.
So
Ryan Edwards.
Right off bat, we're seeing that left side soften up for the Armstrong offense. They've had two nice looks on that side.
Steal for Armstrong Potomac. Other end of the floor, transition offense. Bucket good, but a charge. hitting the floor for the Cardinals. McCord drawing the foul. So the score 5-2. Substitution for the Trojans. Reese Showalter onto the floor. Minute into this one, 5-2 the score, 3-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. Chrisman with the basketball, visiting. Three-pointer, tap of the key, no good off the back of the rim, rebound, Trojans. Mitchell with that one, no good. The other way, Armstrong Potomac, right wing with it, Foster. Pass up top, Townsend. Townsend bounce down low, off the glass and in, the layup. For Franzen off the nice feed from Townsend. The score 7-2. The lead up to 5 for the home Trojans. Gage Tingley with the basketball for Chrisman. Just a minute and a half into this one. Up top three-pointer. No good. That one from Bones. Offensive rebound. Putback. Another offensive board. That one falls. The two-pointer from Bones. Off the glass and in a one-score game. 7-4. Layup, right side, good for Luke Townsend, the senior. A response to make it a 5-point game, 9-4, the lead for Armstrong Potomac. Tingley, left side, pump fake, shot off the rim, no good, got his own miss. Pass up top, McCord, left side, no good, put back in for Statler Mitchell, the senior. And it'll make it 9-6, timeout on the floor, 5:42 to go, 3-point lead for the Trojans here on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYradio.com.
Armstrong Potomac hosting Chrisman here on WITYradio.com and WITY app. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you. Trojan basketball, three up top. Ooh. Nothing but net on that one for Luke Townsend to make it 12-6.
He definitely has built up as now well over 1,000 point total with some shots like that.
Chrisman basketball trailing by 6. Gage Tingley left side. Over to Mitchell, fadeaway, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound to Armstrong Potomac. Trojans with it, now Townsend. Working against Tingley, picks up his dribble. Swing pass up over the head of the intended target, Aiden Deck. And it'll be Cardinals basketball.
We saw this Cardinals team in a broadcast last week against BHRA. And not to really compare what BHRA and Armstrong Potomac. BHRA and Armstrong Potomac probably a lot closer in comparison than Chrisman to either one of those two teams.
Layup good for the senior Mitchell for the Cardinals to make it a 4-point game, 12-8 the lead for the Trojans. Swing pass, right wing, Deck good. Aiden Deck makes it 15-8, a 7-point lead for Armstrong Potomac.
Showing some high-octane offense so far from Armstrong Potomac.
15-8 the score, three on the way, good. Statler Mitchell. He's had the Cardinals' last few field goals and makes it a 4-point game, 15-11. Trojans with it about halfway through the first quarter. Spin, short-range jumper, good. Reese Showalter, the junior, makes it 17-11, the lead for Armstrong Potomac. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Cardinals basketball up top. Mitchell, three on the way. That one no good. Rebound, Trojans. Quickly in transition, in the corner, Deck finds Townsend in the mid-range, spins left, fakes, now the bounce pass up top, shot fake, Foster drives in the two-point, good. 8-point lead for the Trojans, 19-11, 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Cardinals three, that one no good from McCord, and the rebound, Armstrong Potomac. Long pass on the way, rejected by Mitchell. Rebound to the Cardinals. Mitchell with it now, left wing. Inside the three-point line, picks up his dribble. Pass up top three from Bones. In and out, no good. Mitchell got the offensive board, and the Cardinals reset. McCord at the point, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mitchell, right wing three, swivels out, no good. Rebound fought for and a foul. That's going to go against, looks like, Nate Bones of the Cardinals.
Both these teams just firing on all cylinders on offense. The reason they're able to do that, they're getting some clean looks on the outside. Defense softened this one.
Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter here from Armstrong High School. Armstrong Potomac Trojans up 19-11. A travel there as David Franzen trying to get room at the left elbow. So a full court inbound for Chrisman. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. The visiting Cardinals trailing by 8, 19-11, the lead for the home Trojans. The basketball at the free throw line. Bones has to retreat beyond the three-point line. Still with it for Chrisman. Bones drives in, jump stop, kicks it out in the corner. Tingley, swing pass. Three, no good from the wing from Cheney. The rebound to the Trojans. Bounce pass in transition. In and out off the glass. No good from Showalter. The putback attempt, no good. Chrisman out quickly. McCord drives. Layup good. Gavin McCord, the senior, makes it a six-point game, 19-13. On the other end, a three off the rim, no good from the Trojans. Franzen and a rebound to Chrisman. Under two to go in the first quarter, 19-13, the Trojan lead. Mitchell now to McCord, three off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound momentarily to Armstrong Potomac. Now grabbed by the Cardinals on the floor and a pass, then the two-point attempt, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Chaotic play ends up making it Trojans basketball. The full length of the floor with some substitutions. Yeah, so you got Beckett Moran out there for Armstrong Potomac, as well as Trent Childers. Pass up top. Townsend tried to feed it in the paint, poked away by the Cardinals, and a steal. Minute and a half to go. Tingley drives in with the left hand layup, no good. Rebound Armstrong Potomac. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter, 19-13 the lead. Townsend, fall away, mid-range jumper, good.
Beautiful shot there by Luke.
Luke Townsend makes it 21-13, an 8-point lead for the Trojans. Minute to go in the first quarter. Chrisman basketball with it, McCord. McCord working toward the top of the key. Now a bounce pass over to Mitchell. Mitchell now gives it to Cheney. Cheney now left wing, McCord driving baseline. Layup in and out, no good. Tapped in the air. Fought for by Mitchell. Finally over to McCord. His layup no good, but a foul against Armstrong Potomac. We'll put the senior McCord at the free throw line for Chrisman. Foul going against Beckett Moran. McCord, first free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Score still 21-13 in favor of Armstrong Potomac.
McCord was the leading scorer in that game against BHRA for the Cardinals. Really doing everything he could to will his team and stay into that contest. Just very, very difficult against top-tier team like Blue Devils.
Second of two rattles in, a seven-point game, 21-14. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. A steal now for the Cardinals. Tingley getting that one near the corner. Now the Cardinals working up quickly. 30 seconds. Kick out wing. Cheney pump fakes. Tried to get it over to Bones and taken by Armstrong Potomac's Moran. 20 seconds for the opening quarter. Seven-point lead for the Trojans. With the basketball, Childers now pass over to Foster, layup good for the Trojans, 23-14, 6 seconds for the opening quarter. Cardinals with it, 3 seconds, 2 seconds in the corner, three, Mitchell, no good. And the Armstrong Potomac Trojans taking a 9-point lead into the second quarter, here from Armstrong against Chrisman. We'll be back for the second quarter on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
Chad Baker and Darren Brown back with you. Start a second period action here with the Armstrong Potomac Trojans leading the Chrisman Cardinals 23-14 in your OSF Healthcare courtside. Three on the way, no good. Off the fingertips of Dylan Lucas, back the other direction for the Trojans. This is Shoulders. Now three on the way, no good. Rebound put up, second effort, no good. And the court battles for the rebound underneath. Got it away from Gage Foster. Both the Gages wearing number three tonight. That'll be fun. Foster versus Tingley. Now for the rebound there. On the missed shot, quickly up the floor. Inside turnaround put up is good. By Beckett Moran, his first points of the evening. And it's an 11-point lead for Armstrong Potomac a minute into second period action. Here's Gage Foster. He'll go to his left. Finds baseline, put up, falls to the right at the rim. Gage Foster comes up back to the other end. See, I've already messed it up. Gage Foster versus Gage Tingley. It's Foster on Armstrong Potomac, Tingley on the Cardinals. He was the one that had the missed shot at the other end. Wholesale changes here for Armstrong Potomac as Deck and Showalter come in. It'll be Moran and Childers having a seat. Foul is on Gage Tingley this time. That bucket right there.
So Aiden Deck.
Three courtesy of Aiden Deck, his second of the contest. I'm falling behind. Here we got a bucket at the other end. Nate Bones. That one, he's up to six now. Inbounds coming up for the Trojans. Deck to Foster to around to the left wing to Showalter. Top of the arc for three off the front of the rim. Intended by Townsend to fall, but comes up short. There's rebound by Lucas back the other direction. Here's McCord feeding Lucas left side, right side of the lane. A little too much roll on that attempt. 5:50 left to go, 28-16. Put up at the other end. Second effort, no. Third turnaround put up is good by Reese Showalter. And it's a 30-16 lead nearing the 5.5 mark here in period number two. Here's Bones. Three on the way. Too much iron. All the kids are getting it. McCord now to Lucas. Now draws Mitchell to the outside. Mitchell drops the tray. Drinks everywhere. It's back to an 11-point lead. Mitchell now with 10. Trojans slow the pace down. Here's Foster trying to get a pass underneath. Pinballs around now. Deck in and out, no good on the three-point attempt. Second effort, no good by Showalter. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That one's going to be on Tingley. That's his first. Check that. Want to double check here, and I have Tingley with two now. Maybe it was Foster that had it the first time. See, I'm going to be messed up on this all evening long, Garen. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with him, try to get our heads on straight. 30-19, Armstrong Potomac, 4:59 left to go until half. Your OSF courtside game of the evening on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
I thought that they had it to the wrong person. They got it right now. It is, yes, Gage Tingley with two fouls here on the evening for Chrisman. 30-19, it'll be an inbound. No, it'll be at the line. Showalter to shoot two. He's got 4 points on the evening, both on field goals. Been a good offensive battle here. Not much in the way of defense, although defense has improved here in the last half a period. That one misses. That is Ryan Childers into the contest for the Trojans. Second shot is good, but Showalter 1-for-2 that trip, 5 points in all. 31-19, still on the transition. Here's Deck on the left wing. And over to Townsend feeding Ryan Childers in the paint. Loses it, pinballs around. Gage Tingley comes up with it. Back the other direction. Bones out of place, loses it. Foster layup at the other end. No, second effort by Ryan Childers is good. His first bucket of the evening. Biggest lead of the contest is sitting at 14 with Armstrong Potomac in control. Three on the way from Lucas is good. Lets the water out of the tub. Draws it back within 11. Foster going now, coming up for a three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound underneath, stripped. Then Tingley comes up with it. Tries to throw an elbow there at Foster. Foster looking straight at the official, not getting any love there. Long two, no good. Bounces off the back of the rim, back the other direction. Coast to coast, no. Ryan Childers, the second effort, no. He's fouled in the process of the shot. He'll go to the line. That's going to be on McCord, his first foul of the evening. So Ryan Childers to the line. First shot is up. It's good. Second shot on the way as Bones will have a seat. Chance Cheney into the contest for the Chrisman Cardinals. That is good after a couple bounces. 2-for-2 that trip for Childers, 4 points overall. Three on the way for Cheney, off the back iron, no good. Rebound fought for by Gage Foster. Bring it up court. Goes to the left side, a three on the way, overshot. Second effort to put up and in by Townsend. Now with nine. And it's 37-22, 3:15 left to go until halftime. That one knocked out of bounds, the last touch by Armstrong Potomac. Cheney to inbound. As Bones comes in, McCord will come out. Cheney inbounds on the baseline, right into the hands of awaiting Ryan Childers. Quickly up the court. Here's Ryan Childers, turn around, gets a sloppy shot off, falls short. Tingley with the loose ball rebound. And a collision between Tingley and Townsend. And that is going to be on Townsend, his first. That's the team's first here in second period. Going to the basket is Tingley, no good. Battle for the rebound, won by Bones. He's going to get in a jump ball situation there as Brian Edwards right there. 2:47 left to go until we hit the locker rooms and the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler halftime show. It's a 15-point advantage for Armstrong Potomac. Inside on the baseline, turnaround put up is good for Will Schluter. His first points of the evening. And that lead continues to build for the Trojans. Lucas off the shin of Schluter. Up the court, Edwards feeds. First shot, no good. Second shot by Schluter, no good. Back the other direction, Cheney. A little Euro step, flip up in the air, a wing, a prayer, and so much more. And at least he drew the foul. He'll go to the line. Foul courtesy of Gage Foster, his second. To the line goes Tingley. Check that, Cheney. First shot, no good. Wholesale changes for Armstrong Potomac as it'll be Edwards, Ryan Childers, and Gage Foster having a seat. That one almost lodged there. Sam Lanter in, along with Trent Childers back into the contest. Turnaround put up by Townsend from the free throw line. No good. Quickly up the court. Bones. Rolls it in. He has eight. That one knocked out of bounds. Lost out of bounds by Townsend. Quick substitutions as out goes Schluter and Showalter. Edwards back in. That one pinballs off. Now it's a Lanter. Lanter up the court. Edwards for three. Edwards in and out, no good. Bones on the baseline with the rebound. 39-24. Minute 20 left to go. Tingley through the lane to put up is good. Surprisingly, as many times as Tingley's made it up to the basket tonight, that's his first points of the evening. It's Edwards feeding Townsend on the right wing. Inside, turnaround, put up is good. Great placement on the glass from Franz, and he's got six. And it's 41-26, 50 seconds left to go. Mitchell through the paint, the put up is good. Statler with 12 points. That one almost lost by Lanter. Lanter on the volleyball line. Goes into Townsend, turn around, put up from the free throw line is good. Luke with 11. And it's 43-28, 20 seconds left. Chrisman, if you're looking for that last possession, no, they're not going to get it. They'll get fouled here. Be an inbound. Foul courtesy of Lanter. Inbound to Tingley. Here's Cheney. Cheney feeds Tingley. Now back out to Cheney. Three on the way is good. Bank three. Overshot on the desperation three at the other end. And we go in the locker room with a 43-31. Wait, are we shooting foul shots? We are shooting foul shots. So he was fouled as time expired. That was courtesy of Nate Bones. That'll be his second foul. Into the line goes Ryan Edwards. First shot is up. It's good. Second shot on the way. That's good. He's going to get one more. It was three-point range. The Cardinal sin. In and out. 2-3 from the free throw line there. And we go to the locker room with a 45-31 advantage for Armstrong Potomac. We've got the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler halftime show coming up. We'll take a look at the Frank's House of Color first half stats, painting the floor. Look at the ServPro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule, UHAS Diagnostic second half adjustments coming up on WITYradio.com and the WITY radio app. Back in a few moments.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount Luxury Vinyl Tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Welcome to the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. Let Dustin help you plan your financial future by calling him at 217-733-2154.
At the half here at Armstrong Township High School, it is a 45-31 lead for the Trojans. Darren Brown, Chad Baker back with you. And Darren, there again, a lot of offense there in the first half, particularly in that first period. It seemed like nobody, none of the defense, either defense really wanted to hunker down. What we did see is some flashes of defense in there, but for the most part, the offenses of each team just kind of trying to put on a show there, and some sloppy play that maybe led to some elements of defense there. But really, it's been, what can you do to flash some offense out there here this evening between these two squads?
Yeah, like you said, a little bit sloppier there toward the end of the second quarter. A lot of turnovers, especially from the Chrisman side, that Armstrong Potomac capitalized in the transition offense on the other end. So a faster-paced game from a, heightened number of turnovers there later in that first half. But I think Chrisman, you're down 14, but it could be a lot worse, looking at, kind of how that second quarter went. So, looking at only a 14-point deficit, you're not looking at something that's insurmountable if you can really clean up your turnovers on the offensive end and just keep playing, high energy on the defensive end.
I think if you're Armstrong Potomac, you're got that feeling in this contest that you should be up a lot more than what you are here at the half. Periods of 23 and 22 for their 45. They are led in scoring by Luke Townsend, 11 points. He's got a three-pointer in there. Good job of spreading the offense out. They've got nine guys that have scored here in the first period. They have David Franzen with 6 points, Aiden Deck, 6 points off of 2 3-pointers. Ryan Edwards with 5 points. He has a three-pointer and 2 for 3 from the line. Ree Showalter, 1 for 2 from the line. He's got 5 points. You have 4 points from Ryan Childers, who's got 2 free throws made and 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Gage Foster. And then you've got 2 points for Beckett Moran in the contest as well. For the Crispin Cardinals, 14 and 17 for their 31. Led in scoring by Statler Mitchell. He leads all scorers with 12 points. Pair of three-pointers for him. 8 points for Nate Bones. He's got a three-pointer in the contest. 1 for 2 from the line. They have a three-pointer from Dylan Lucas for his 3 points. 3-pointer for Chance Chaney for his three. He's 0 for 2 from the line. 3 points from Gavin McCord, who's 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Gage Tingley here this evening. Armstrong Potomac leads 45-31. You can find Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount for all your insurance needs. Make sure to head to the north side of Fairmount. Check out his new office there on Main Street. You can also check out back editions of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest on our website, WITYradio.com. 45-31 at the half. We'll have more of your Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler halftime show coming up with a look at Surf Pro Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard and your UHAS Diagnostic second half adjustments. Want to thank Frank's House of Color for painting the floor for us for the first half point totals. You can find Frank's House of Color across from the riverfront in Danville. We've got more coming up on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Welcome back to the Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler halftime show. 45-31 the lead for Armstrong Potomac in this one. Other games tonight on the Surf Pro of Vermilion County schedule scoreboard: BHRA hosts Georgetown Ridge Farm, Manual at Danville, Heritage at ALAH, Watseka at Hoopston Area, Iroquois West at Milford, Marshall at La Salette, Salt Fork at Oakwood, PBL at St. Thomas More, Rantoul at Bloomington Central Catholic, First Baptist is at Judah Christian, St. Joe Ogden at Pontiac, Schlarman at Westville, Okaw Valley at Tri-County, Unity at IVC, Villa Grove at Argentia Orienta, Paris at West Vigo, Attica at Fountain Central, Western Boone at Seeger, South Vermilion at Southmont. Girls Hoops, Danville hosting Peoria Emanuel, Georgetown Ridge Farm at Martinsville, Brownstown St. Elmo at Paris, Warrensburg Latham at Unity, Okaw Valley at Tri-County. We'll check, see if we have any updates coming up in our post-game tonight. UHAS Diagnostic Center, second half adjustments. Darren, if the Crispin Cardinals, obviously you want to have more opportunities out there. If you're Armstrong right now, you want to clean up what you got, play a little defense, and keep this lead to where it's at.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially, you know, for the Trojans having the lead, you know, if you're the visiting Cardinals, them showing that they're capable of turning the ball over, you know, you might not – be too, you know, worried about, you know, you might maybe want to slow the pace down a little bit, drain some clock, and get a quality shot.
That you do. 45-31. The Armstrong Potomac Trojans leading the Crispin Cardinals. We'll be back. Thanks for tuning in to the Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler halftime show. Third period with Darren Brown's call coming up on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios.
This has been the Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler Halftime Show. Reach Dustin at 217-733-2154. Third quarter is coming your way next on WITY.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available, for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your Country Financial Representative at 102 North Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Vermilion Valley basketball here on WITYRadio.com, WITY app, 45-33 the lead here in the third quarter for Armstrong Potomac. Trojans driving in, shot no good from Ryan Edwards, but a foul against Chrisman will put him at the free throw line.
It's going to be on Mitchell there. And they're starting out the third period like they did the first period here, just going on, going fourth, fifth gear here, all out coming out of the locker room.
Edwards, first of two from the charity stripe, good. Let's make it a 13-point lead, 46-33. Minute and a half into this third quarter. Edwards, second free throw up and good.
He's four for five.
Lead at 14 points for the Trojans. Cardinals basketball with it for Chrisman Tingley. Tingley pass to McCord, three off the mark. Rattled off, no good. Rebound for the Trojans. Showalter driving, jump stop. Layup, no good. Rebound to Chrisman. Working the ball past half court with it, Lucas. Gets it to Tingley, now down low, Bones. Try to work it out, a steal for the Trojans. Franzen took it away from Bones. And on the other end of the floor, Townsend at the right wing. Now inside the paint, Showalter off the glass and in. A two-pointer for Reese Showalter to make it 49-33. 16-point lead for the Trojans at home. Chrisman pass over to Lucas. Lucas far side, bounce pass, McCord. Two-pointer no good. Rebound to the Trojans. Up to Showalter. Showalter now up top. Foster for three. Good. Gage Foster, the triple, makes it 51-33. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back after a minute on WITYRadio.com.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
18-point lead currently for the Armstrong Potomac Trojans at home against the visiting Chrisman Cardinals. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you on WITYRadio.com. And Chad, kind of quickly, that halftime lead growing for the Trojans.
Trojans on a 7-0 run to start the second half.
Pass batted away there from Bones. The Cardinal intended to get it past half court, swatted away by Luke Townsend of the Trojans. So another inbound going the length of the court for Chrisman. Full court press here for the Trojans. Chrisman still in the backcourt. Now they cross half court. McCord in the corner. Lucas pump fake from three, travels in the process. And a turnover is going to give it back to the Trojans.
What we have been seeing here is a lot better defense coming out of the locker room for Armstrong Potomac. They have given the Cardinals some fits here. They have not figured out how to solve what Armstrong Potomac is putting in front of them.
With it up top, Showalter. Now down low, the two-pointer good for Franzen. makes it a 20-point lead for the Trojans, 53-33, 5.5 to go in the third quarter here from Armstrong. Chrisman on the other end of the floor. Mitchell now in the corner. Lucas, three, got it. Dylan Lucas. He's at 56-36.
Nope.
53-36.
There we go.
And a three on the other end for Armstrong. Luke Townsend responding now. That'll make it 56-36.
There we go. It's only a matter of time.
Chrisman, three in and out, no good. That one from Mitchell. Ball goes out of bounds, going the length of the floor now. Armstrong, Potomac on an inbound. Should be 56-36, I believe. Scoreboard says 53-36. Five minutes to go here in the third. With it for the Trojans. Up top, it's Foster. Foster swings it over. Deck left wing. Back up to Foster. Foster touch pass Townsend. Got it back from Townsend with the two-pointer. Good. A nice little turnaround mid-range jumper near the right elbow. Yeah, there we go. 57-36. 4.5 to go. Three for Chrisman. In and out, no good from Lucas. Rebound, Armstrong, Potomac. Well, now it says 58-36.
It should be 59.
Two-pointer, no good. Put back, that one no good. Another offensive board, that one in and out. Again, an offensive rebound. Series of putback attempts, no good, but a foul against Chrisman will result in some Trojan free throws.
There again, I think they've been all over the place with the scoreboard tonight, so it's been difficult. Sometimes it is, though.
First free throw no good from Devin Franzen. Still a 22-point lead. Second of two free throws. In and out, no good. Rebound, Trojans. Showalter now driving in. Two-pointer, no good. Townsend with the board. Put back, up and in. Counted on the foul. About 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. That put back and one will make it 60-36 per the scoreboard.
That should actually be the fourth foul on Bones.
That it is.
They've got it right on the middle of the board, but not over in his foul column.
Free throw, good 3-point play, complete for Townsend to make it 61-36. Pass inside, Bones, left side of the glass. No good, rebound Trojans. Halfway through the third quarter, 61-36 the score. Corner three, no good. All tapped around in the air, and a foul is going to go against the Trojans. Looks like Reese Showalter. He's fighting for a rebound, him and Mitchell. Substitution here for Chrisman. Chance Chaney back in the game. And Nate Bones going to go to the bench with those four fouls. 61-36, 25-point lead for the home Trojans. Deep three. Off the rim, no good from Chrisman's McCord and the rebound of the Trojans. Armstrong, Potomac with it. Deck, wing-to-wing pass, snatched out of the air, Franzen. Down low, turn away, jumper, rattling around, no good. Rebound, Chrisman. 3.5 to go for the third quarter. Chrisman on the road with the basketball, trailing by 25. Mitchell turns, shot no good, but a foul against Armstrong, Potomac. Going to put Mitchell at the free throw line.
That frenzied pace of offense that we saw to start out the period has slowed way down here, and now we're starting to see a few fouls out there. No chippiness thus far, but definitely could see some developing.
Little jump shot off the inbound, no good from Mitchell. Armstrong, Potomac the other way, driving Townsend. It's double team near the corner, turns it away. Crispin with it, Chaney driving in. Right side, Euro step layup, no good. Rebound, Trojans. 3 minutes to go for the third quarter. 61-36, the Trojan lead. Corner three, but before the shot, a charge on Armstrong. Potomac Offensive foul. Going to give it back to Chrisman.
It's going to be on Ryan Edwards, his third foul. He had two early fouls in the contest. It's been pretty quiet since.
Under three to go, up top for Chrisman. Lucas, three, swivels out, no good. Mitchell, put back good. Make it 61-38. 23-point lead for Armstrong Potomac. 2.5 to go, inside, shot no good. A foul on the floor. Going to go against Chrisman's Gavin McCord. So a bonus situation will be two free throws here for, looks like, Reese Showalter. 61-38 the score. Armstrong Potomac hosting Chrisman. First one up for Showalter, good, to make it 62-38. Trojans leading the Cardinals.
And there again, we're still off on the scoreboard. 6, 8, 10, 15, 18. We should be at 63.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Chrisman, long pass. Faking the three, Chaney now driving in. Left side layup, no good. Rebound, Armstrong Potomac. That Edwards, left wing three, in and out, no good from Townsend. Rebound fought for, batted out of bounds. It'll be a baseline inbound for Armstrong Potomac. Inbounding it, Edwards. Finds Showalter up top, back to Edwards. He'll take the three, good! Ryan Edwards, corner three, to make it 65-38.
And that was truly in the corner. He really didn't have any space, any more space before going out of bounds from it.
Under two, third quarter. Chrisman, three, no good. Up top from Lucas. Rebound, Armstrong Potomac. With it, Edwards. Bounce pass, mid-range. Showalter got it. Two more points for Armstrong Potomac, 67-38, minute and a half to go here in the third quarter.
We're dangerously close to having a very, very quick out here this evening in the fourth quarter.
Two-pointer blocked, but a foul.
Tingley frustrated there, and we may get a attack here. No, everybody obscured from that. He had whipped that ball. That's going to be on Townsend.
So Tingley at the free throw line for Chrisman. 67-38 the lead for Armstrong Potomac. Tingley, another dribble. The lefty shot good.
It's only 6 points of the third period here for Chrisman.
So lead now 28 for the Trojans. Second free throw up and good for Tingley, two for two, to make it a 27-point game, 67-40. Bounce pass, corner three, Edwards, good.
That'll solidify it.
He's made one from both corners. It's a 30-point lead, 70-40. Minute to go here in the third quarter. In the corner, McCord, three. Nothing on it, no good. Rebound, Armstrong Potomac. Under a minute to go. Townsend, mid-range elbow jumper off the front of the rim, offensive rebound. Put back, no good, but a foul against Chrisman will put Reese Showalter at the free throw line. 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter from Armstrong. Showalter, first free throw up and good. The score is 71-40. Point advantage, second free throw up and in. Now a 32-point lead for the Trojans, 72-40. 50 seconds for the third quarter. Chrisman basketball, Tingley. At the point, gets a screen from Mitchell. Working right now, gets it to Mitchell in the paint. Contact, shot no good. And a rebound, Armstrong Potomac. 35 seconds for the third quarter. Left wing three, Edwards in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, put back attempt, no good. But Showalter fouled as he was trying to get the layup in. So again, Showalter at the free throw line. Looks like that'll be Mitchell with the foul for Chrisman, his third.
4 for 6 from Showalter thus far from the charity stripe this evening.
Showalter, first one up and in. Make it 73-40. Checking in for Chrisman here, Braden Butler in for Mitchell. 27 seconds to go for the third quarter. Second free throw good for Showalter. 74-40 the lead for Armstrong Potomac. Chrisman basketball, winging it up Cheney. Cross court pass, Lucas thought about a three, now kicks it out. Fake pass, Cheney now in the corner, McCord three off the rim, no good. Rebound, Trojans, 12 seconds for the quarter. Bounce pass to Townsend, layup good. 76-40, Chrisman on the other end, 4 seconds, ball poked away out of bounds with 1.4 seconds. It'll be a baseline inbound for Chrisman to the right of their own basket. Cheney to pass it in. Into Tingley, gets it off. No good. Buzzer for the quarter. 76-40 the score. Armstrong Potomac leads Chrisman going into the fourth quarter. Back in a minute here on WITYRadio.com.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program for provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
Back for fourth quarter action here. It is a running clock and will be if there's an injury timeout on the floor. Armstrong Potomac in control of this one and still discrepancy in the scoreboard. It says 76. I have 77. And we'll try to get it. Our records reconciliated here before it's all said and done here this evening. Put up in the paint, no good. Rebound by Statler Mitchell. Everybody falls back. Up the floor, Bones can't control it. It goes off his right fingertip into the cheerleading section of Chrisman. By my count, it was a 32-point third period. With Armstrong Potomac outscoring Chrisman 32-9. Wide open for three, Ryan Childers off the back iron, no good. He'll get a second effort here to put up in the paint. It's good. Childers 6 points off the bench here tonight. 79-40, 6.5 left to go, and Cord's going to get stuffed. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That one is going to be on Ryan Childers. No, check that. That is going to be on I think that is Childers. We called him 3-4. They'll get figured out there at the scores table. Rough night for the scores table here, but you know, hey, they're human just like the rest of us. Ford makes his first shot. wholesale changes here for Armstrong Potomac as they'll get into their bench a little bit here. Caleb Goska feel pretty good about getting in the win column with this one here, getting momentum back in his favor. That one misses for McCord. Goes out of bounds. And it will be a Chrisman inbounds as it was off of Armstrong Potomac. It's inside to McCord to put up, falls short. Rebound by Ryan, by check that. That is number 24. That is Miles Learned. Put up back at the other end. Courtesy of Will Schluter. He's got four on the evening, 81-41. Too much iron on that one for Statler Mitchell, and a tie-up foul here. That's going to be the fifth foul of the evening for Nate Bones. So he'll end his evening with 8 points. Schluter will come out. So Learned will inbound it to Trent Childers. We got Trent and Ryan Childers in the contest, along with Lanter and number 25, Connor Asbury. Puts it underneath to Trent Childers. Baseline now. Back top of the arc for Ryan Childers. Put up is no good. Sattler Mitchell with the rebound. To Gage Tingley up the left side, halfway through. Fourth period action, 40-point lead here, and Statler Mitchell will shorten that just a bit with that bucket. He has 16 on the evening. Here's Ryan Childers over the top of the arc. Through the lane, the put-up is good by Trent Childers, his first bucket of the evening. 83-43, 3:45 and counting. This running clock fourth period. Three on the way for Cheney is good. Nice look there. Timeout on the floor. 3:33 left to 83-46. Back at 30 seconds on your OSF Healthcare Courtside Boys Basketball Game of the Evening. WITYRadio.com, WITY Radio app, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios.
Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077. Or visit ServProVermilionCounty.com.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week online at WITYRadio.com.
Armstrong Potomac in control of this one. Coming out of timeout, running clock fires back up again. Here is Connor Asbury. And he loses ball out of bounds, last touch by Asbury. Almost ran it right off his right foot. 83-46. AP in control. The put up by Statler Mitchell, no good. Lucas rips it away, fires it over to Tingley. Tingley for three, no good. Ryan Childers comes up with the rebound there. Here's Linder. Or Lanter, excuse me. Around the outside here, Beckett Moran. Now to Lanter. Back to Moran. Moran feeds it to Asbury. Moran inside. Turn around, put up is no good by Learned. Quickly up the court here. Here's Cheney. He has his pocket picked by Asbury. And back the other end, he'll be fouled by Lucas. It's Lucas's first foul of the evening. 2 minutes left. Clock will continue to run while Asbury takes his three free throws. First shot is up. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Some groans.
Good
Second shot is up. It is good. 1-for-2 that trip for Connor, 84-46. Here's McCord for three. No good. Rebound by Learned. Lanter. There's Ryan Childers, a little fadeaway putt up. No good. Overshot it. Gage Tingley through the lane. Loses it. Over his back. Here's Ryan Childers, fouled by Cheney. Final minute. This one will go in the column as the 20th win of the season for Armstrong Potomac, as Chrisman looking to drain their bench now. They will call a timeout to get those gentlemen on the floor. So Armstrong Potomac will go to 20-8. Chrisman Cardinals will drop to 7-17 on the season. I'm going to say a foul on Chance Cheney. A little inbound. Ryan Childers cross to Becca Moran. Here's Asbury hitting Lanter in the corner. He's going to take a three on the way. Too much iron. The other direction, the layup at the other end, no good. Here's Learned up the floor. The put up, no good. Going to try a second ever. No jump ball. It's ripped away by number 33, Devlin Drinning. 15 seconds. Chrisman to inbound. And Rogers will just dribble it out. They'll go to the handshake line with an 84-46 victory for Armstrong Potomac. We've got the State Farm agent Ross Webb post-game show coming up. Take a look at the Frank's House of Color. Painting the floor, also your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule coming up in just a few moments on WITYradio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret. You need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your home project list is growing. And where are you going to go? To the big box store?
Where are all the carts?
You need a buggy?
No. Since 1972, Frank's House of Color has been Danville's home for PPG paints and a wide array of flooring options. A full line of Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore, Weather King self-priming, and don't forget flooring options like Casabella and Paramount Luxury Vinyl Tile. Don't get caught on the way out of the door.
Sir, I need to see your receipt.
Visit Frank's House of Colors across from the riverfront at 219 West Main in Danville.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Ross Webb post-game show. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and get your insurance line down. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Ross Webb is there. Find him at 711 Oak Street in Danville. It was another running clock fourth quarter here tonight in our OSF Healthcare Court side. An 84-46 victory for Armstrong Potomac. They moved to 20-8 on the season. 7-17 for Chrisman Cardinals. Chad Baker and Darren Brown back with you. And they just came out of the gate. I think their energy kept it up. Chrisman kind of hung in there for a little while. But before it was all said and done, it was just a dominant effort for Armstrong Potomac on offense. A little sloppy on defense, I think. You definitely want to tighten that up. I think Durgan Chrisman, I think, hung around a little bit longer than I think what even Armstrong Potomac really wanted to and wanted they wanted to see. Coming out in the second half, though, that 32-point performance in the third period for Armstrong Potomac, while they held Chrisman to just 9 points, and they even outscored him in that fourth frame 7-6. So that's with the running clock. Just the Cardinals came out of the locker room, just couldn't get anything going offensively, and that's when Armstrong really showed their dominance here on the floor.
Yeah, you saw them early in that third quarter coming out with a full court, you know, press defense, you know, trying to really force those turnovers from Chrisman, making it a point to get the ball back and get into their transition offense. And just like you said, that barrage of offense got it to that running clock for the fourth quarter, and just nothing that Chrisman could do after that.
They had 11 guys scoring tonight for Armstrong Potomac. As we take a look at the totals, 23, 22, 32, and 7 for their 84 points. Led in scoring by Luke Townsend, 21 points on the evening, a pair of three-pointers. He had the lone free throw here this evening. Added 14 points by Reese Showalter off the bench. A lot of that at the line. He had 6 of 8 for free throws here this evening. 13 points for Ryan Edwards, and that was with him on the bench quite a bit with two early fouls. He went 4 for 5 from the free throw line, 3 three-pointers for Edwards shooting here this evening. You had 8 points for David Franzen. He went 0 for 2 from the line. You had 7 points for Gage Foster. He had a three-pointer on the evening. You had 6 points for Ryan Childers off the bench. He had a pair of free throws. 6 points for Aiden Deck, pair of three-pointers on the evening. You had 4 points for Will Schluter off the bench. You had 2 points for Beckett Moran, 2 points for Trent Childers. And then you had a single point for Connor Asbury, 1 for 2 from the charity stripe here this evening. For the Chrisman Cardinals, periods of 14, 17, 9, and 6 for their 46. Led in scoring by Statler Mitchell, 16 points, pair of three-pointers for Statler on the evening. 8 points added by Nate Bones. He would foul out. He had a three-pointer on the evening, went 1 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Dylan Lucas, pair of three-pointers there. 6 points for Gage Tingley. He had a pair of free throws. 6 points for Chance Chaney, a pair of three-pointers, and 0 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Gavin McCord this evening. He had a 2 for 4 night from the charity stripe. It's 23-14 after 1, 45-31 at the half. After 3, it was 77-40 in the final, 84-46. A win for Armstrong Potomac tonight. That is your Frank's House of Color, painting the floor, paint the floor, the wall, the whole house, and many other things with paint from Frank's House of Color across from the riverfront in Danville. We will be back with a look at your ServPro Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard. The State Farm Agent Ross Webb post-game show continues on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Chaos is lurking around every corner.
Ross Webb, State Farm.
Would you believe that a wrecking ball 86ing the house across the street swings and hits the fire hydrant, sending it right into my living room?
That is unpredictable. Let me get
get an assessment and start your claim.
It's no secret, you need a good agent. In a world of chaos, get smart and call your agent and good neighbor, Ross Webb, at 217-443-1500. Don't get caught in a web of chaos and take the loss. Call me, Ross.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
When you need hardware help, where do you go? Skip the big box store and get expert advice at Latos Hardware. The Latos family has been providing knowledge and service for over 70 years. They can help you find the right part for any project right away, offering window screen repair, cast iron cookware, unique gifts, and those hard-to-find parts. They're open 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and Saturday till 3. Let the experts work for you at Latos Hardware, 147 North State Street in Westville.
Illinois winters can be harsh, and frozen pipes that burst can cause serious damage to your home or business. When disaster strikes, trust ServPro to make it like it never even happened. Their trained professionals with over 30 years of experience are ready to respond 24/7, minimizing damage and ensuring a seamless restoration process. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077 or visit ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Ross Webb post-game show. Chad and Darren back with you here as they win tonight for Armstrong Potomac, 84-46. Other games tonight, final on the, we'll start with boys hoops, the BHRA over Georgetown Ridge Farm, 34-25. Other games going on, various points in their evening. Danville hosting Manual, Heritage at ALAH, Watseka at Hoopston Area, Iroquois West at Milford, Marshall at La Salette, Salt Fork at Oakwood, PBL at St. Thomas More, Rantoul at Bloomington Central Catholic, First Baptist Christian at Judah Christian, St. Joe Ogden at Pontiac, Schlarman at Westville, Oka Valley at Tri-County, Unity at IBC, Villa Grove at Argentia Orienta, Paris at West Vigo, Western Boone at Seeger. Finals on the Indiana side, Fountain Central blast Attica 67-37, Southmont over South Vermillion 79-25. Girls hoops, a final was Martinsville over Georgetown Ridge Farm 29-17. Other games, Danville hosting Manual, Paris entertaining Brownstown St. Elmo, Warrensburg Latham at Unity, and Oka Valley at Tri-County. We'll have all the results late night tonight, WITYradio.com. Playback in the morning 7:15 as part of our sports report on all of our platforms, and then as part of the week that was, the week that will be on Area Sports Saturday. Sports Connection, 9:06 a.m. Saturday morning on all of our platforms as well. Presented by Surf Pro of Vermillion County, which ironically also brings you their schedule and scoreboard for the evening. Final thoughts on this one, Aaron?
It was relatively close after one half and then quickly into one quarter afterward, not so much. But I thought there was, you know, a decent amount of stuff to carry over from this game to the rest of the, you know, season for both sides. You know, you're looking to make somewhat of noise in postseason play, and there's some things to clean up and some things to get even better at.
You really got the sense that there's Russell Poorer here coming up and saying hi to us. Hey, how are we doing?
All right. Gotta say hi. Yeah.
Well, it was a good game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good one for you guys.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. It's good seeing you. Thanks for dropping by and saying hello.
Come back again.
Yeah, absolutely, will do. I think you started feeling it kind of pulling away a little bit for Chrisman at the end of the first half there. I think they played really well coming out of the gate, trying to match the energy that Armstrong Potomac is bringing. I think really the depth played a big role in Armstrong pulling away. They were able to recharge, as we mentioned, 11 guys got in the scoring column tonight. You just had guys that had all kinds of firepower. You're just not going to be able to match that with Chrisman with the numbers that they are able to have. But that's a huge feather in the cap, too, of Coach Gossett here. In his second year as head coach, building on what Wade Rogers had here before. And remember, they had some really lean years here at Armstrong for a while. Just building upon that, they built the boys program back. The girls program is in the process of being built back. So basketball athletics here at Armstrong Potomac, despite the fact that it's a smaller school here, really starting to show that they have that ability to do that and to compete against some of the bigger schools here. Crispin, obviously not a bigger school, but showing that they can kind of hang and bring that bigger school feel to the floor every time that they come out here. But a 20th win of the season here for Coach Gossett here tonight. And they're definitely putting the momentum back in their column here heading into the final week of the season next week.
Yeah, just a good job of taking advantage of being able to play on your home floor, kind of feed off the crowd, get momentum going after a basket or after a stop, and just keep stacking it to a good win.
Absolutely. Final again tonight, 84-46 in your OSF Healthcare courtside action. Thanks for tuning in to State Farm Agent Ross Webb post-game show. For Darren Brown, Chad Baker wishing you good night from Armstrong Township High School. It's a winner for the Trojans.
This has been a presentation of WITY Sports.